Today, a new campaign in Victoria was launched to raise awareness on how the federal government is treating asylum seekers living in the community. Most of refugees in Australia don't have access to services like Medicare or mental health support. Local government areas are backing up this campaign. I started asking councillor at the City of Greater Dandenong, Rhonda Garrard, to expand more about the campaign.
Today we launched the Back Your Neighbour campaign, which is a coalition of mayors and councils across Australia who have come together to call on the federal government to better support asylum seekers. Currently there's around 100,000 asylum seekers who are living in limbo, and some have been living that way for almost a decade. And many of them, most of them, have absolutely no financial, health or social support and are living destitute circumstances. And we are calling on the government to address their needs, and we have a number of items we are asking the government to do.
So one of the interesting things you mentioned here, I mean, we're hearing about local governments, particularly in Victoria, in support of releasing asylum seekers into the community, whereas the federal government has a different approach to it. Could you please expand on this?
So local government is the level of government that is closest to the community. So we see up close and personally the impact of having people that are completely unsupported within the community. So what is happening is councils and charities and organisations are picking up the support of these people and trying to keep them afloat in the absence of any federal support at all. So the federal government made a decision some time ago to cut all support. So it used to be called the SRSS program. And that was a very small amount of support, which just allowed the asylum seekers to, you know, be able to live in dignity and to eat. And it was a very, very small amount of support anyway. They have withdrawn that. So people are now literally with no support at all. And so the local governments are picking up that role because, you know, they can see how desperate these people are, and also working in collaboration with, you know, local charities and organisations, you know, to keep these people afloat. They're in a desperate, desperate situation. There's a tremendous mental health burden on these people. You know, their children are living in limbo, their families are living in limbo. There's no prospect for many of them of when their paperwork will be processed. So, you know, many of them are up to 9 years now, but there's no indication of when that might end. So we are calling on the federal government to do a number of things. For a start, clear the backlog of applications and appeals in a timely manner. Also to create one system of support. So create a single refugee status determination process and an independent and timely review process.
We know the city of Dandenong in Victoria is well known as well for this big multicultural community, and most of asylum seekers go there and live there. Could you please give us an overview of how they feel in the community over there?
Dandenong is the second largest settlement area. So every year, on average, pre-COVID, we have about 2,000 humanitarian refugees settled here. And so Dandenong is very practiced at, you know, supporting humanitarian residents within our community. We're very close to them. The council in particular has very, very close ties and links with the community. So we know very well, and we listen to them. We know very well the hardship that they are enduring. We can see it. It's in plain sight for us. The people are desperate. They're appealing, you know, for any kind of help. Many are now homeless. Many do not know, you know, when their next feed is going to come. Their children are unable, you know, many of them are unable to work. They're unable to financially support themselves. They rely on the kindness of others. But the brutal mental health impact, when you have no certainty of your future, you have no certainty that you'll be able to, you know, go to university, you know, get a job, ultimately buy a home. When you have none of that certainty in your life, you know, for an extended period of time, that has an enormous mental health impact. And these people are really suffering.
Now, 2022 is an election year. What are the expectations you have, and the campaigners as well, have from politicians in Canberra to act accordingly?
We're looking for bipartisan support. So we're looking, you know, we're calling on the government, but we're also talking to the federal opposition, crossbenchers and local candidates across the country. We want everybody to join this collective effort. It's important that this is not politicised.
That was Councillor at the City of Greater Dandenong, Rhonda Garrard.